And welcome back to JR Morning on a Monday with my special co-host, Jason Rowe, Republican political strategist from Rowe Strategies. And Michigan Republicans have made their choice for Secretary of State, nominating Anthony Ferlini after a decisive first ballot win at their state convention. The longtime Macomb County clerk now heads into a high-stakes general election, positioning himself as an experienced election administrator focused on doing the job and putting politics aside. But in a race that's expected to draw statewide attention, voters will be looking closely at what sets him apart and what changes he believes are needed in one of Michigan's most important offices. Joining us now to talk about his campaign and vision is Anthony Ferlini. Anthony, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, William. Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
First of all, let me say congratulations on securing that nomination. And were you surprised to win on the first ballot in what many expected to be a multi-round race?
Well, you know, we all did. We all expected to go multi-round, but it was refreshing to see that we had a broad support by the Republican delegates to be voted in on the first round. So that was very humbling and refreshing, particularly after a long day.
Hey, Tony, Jason Rowe, good morning. Congratulations to you and your team. That really was an impressive victory at the state party convention. I was a voting delegate, and I was proud to support you, and a really impressive accomplishment to get it done so efficiently and unite the party in the way that you did. You know, looking forward to November, you're going against Garland Gilchrist, who, as of right now, has never won an election in his life. He did run for city clerk in Detroit and lost against Janice Winfrey. He was chosen to be lieutenant governor, so didn't get elected to that job, and actually had to abort his campaign for governor to jump over into the Secretary of State's race. How do you view the contrast between you and Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist going in, both in terms of electability, but also in terms of what your agenda and priorities are compared to his?
Well, I think that's an important contrast because, you know, I've come up through the ranks as a township supervisor, as a state representative, and as a county clerk. And we did it, you know, earning the votes of our constituency. So I think it's really important that we represent the people of the state of Michigan and what they are looking for. And I think we've been successful in the past because we recognize that. We put politics aside. I've always put politics aside because I wanted to make sure that we were providing a service that we were empowered with. You know, the people of Michigan aren't looking for us to be political. They're looking for us to get the job done, particularly as Secretary of State. What do we want? Less lines, fair elections, a government that works for you. And that's all that the people are looking for. They're not looking for all the other identity politics or whatnot that you're seeing happening so much in today's politics.
And Anthony, a Macomb County clerk, you know, as Macomb County clerk, I know you've been a chief elections official there for a long time. And Macomb is really kind of looked at as a purple county. How is working in a politically divided area kind of prepared you for this statewide race?
Again, that's, I think, very important. I believe that we have support of many Democrats in Macomb County as well as Republicans. And sometimes it's the fringe players that'll try to pull us away from what our real vision and what we're trying to do for the county and providing a great service. So I think statewide, it's the same thing. People are looking for sensibility. They're looking for leadership. They're looking for people that they can go to work and do their thing. We just do ours, and let's put everything else aside. And I believe that's what I bring to the table, always have and always will.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the good outcomes of the Republican convention is we nominated you, someone with vast experience in the portfolio of the job of Secretary of State, as well as Doug Lloyd, a 16-year prosecutor from Eaton County, as our Attorney General nominee. This is a really good slate, and I think, you know, with Mike Rogers in the Senate race and a very qualified field for governor, you know, how do you look at the landscape going into 2026? Obviously, Republicans right now are facing a headwind due to the Iran war and gas prices, which are not something we can really address at the state issue or at the state level. But looking forward, how do you feel about the slate of candidates on the Republican side going into the election?
I'm incredibly optimistic. You know, I never knew Doug Lloyd prior to our run for the offices that we're running for. And along the way, I really got to meet a complete gentleman that understands the law, that understands what he was elected to do, and not to create lawfare, but to be right and fair with the residents. So, you know, I'm plugging Doug because Doug has really done a great job, and I've never met a finer man in my life. So that goes a long way with me.
And he looks like an attorney general with that deep baritone voice.
You know what? Be careful, guys. He's got a great voice for radio.
Watch out.
He's got that. He's got that deep voice, and I love teasing him along the way because he's got that deep voice. And but what a gentleman he is, and what a great partner to be running across the state, talking about our vision for Michigan and bringing sensibility back to the offices of Attorney General and Secretary of State.
Speaking with Anthony Ferlini, Republican candidate for Michigan Secretary of State. And Anthony, you know, when voters hear Secretary of State, a lot of times they often think about elections. But, you know, the office does much more. Talk about maybe some of your top priorities beyond the elections.
Well, you know, we've proven it here at Macomb County. We have the third largest county in the state of Michigan, 850,000 people or so. And we've turned wait times around from several weeks when it came to the CPLs and a long period of time waiting in our office to get services taken care of to an office that within 4 minutes, you're up to the counter, and within 10, you're out the door. And that's what people are looking for. Just, you know, hey, listen, I got to get my tabs renewed. I want to come down without an appointment, and I want to get it done in a quick, efficient way. And that's what we're going to bring to the office. The other thing that nobody's talking about is the Office of the Great Seal. The Office of the Great Seal is really under attack under the notary division because it's old laws, old way of handling things. People are coming to the office, are bringing deeds to our office that the notary isn't legitimate, and we got to fix that. There's going to be a little bit of work there, and we're going to get that done.
Yeah, Tony, you obviously were successful in winning at convention. There's conversations that I've been involved in about taking the nomination process out of conventions and letting voters weigh in a primary like we do for governor, U.S. Senate, et cetera. Do you have any thoughts on that coming out of, you know, having won, but even Secretary Benson as a candidate for governor has proposed that this might be an antiquated way of choosing our candidates?
Yeah, I think we're only, and I could be wrong, it's one of three states that actually do it this way still. And it disenfranchises so many Republican voters that really don't even understand this. As a matter of fact, they tell me, hey, we're going to vote for you in August. I go, well, you don't get a chance to do that. We've done it already. And they look at me like, what? Most people on the streets do not understand that. So it probably is antiquated. It is something that I think that we should look at. And, you know, moving the primary date from August back maybe to June or May is a great idea to really kind of compromise between the two, to have a candidate earlier and to have the public be able to vet the Republican and the Democrat or any independent that might be out there much longer time. And I believe that's a good idea.
And Anthony, we got about a minute left, but I got to ask you, you know, a couple of things that people are talking about, election security and voter access. How do you balance ensuring election security while also maintaining that voter access and confidence in the system?
Well, first off, I believe in order to have confidence, you need to have accountability. And you might have seen a little bit of that in the Democrat convention that they had, a little bit of chaos, because some of that was missing. We're going to bring that to the state of Michigan so that every voter is enfranchised and knows that their vote counted.
Anthony Ferlini, Republican candidate for Michigan Secretary of State. A pleasure having you on, and good luck in the race.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Lloyd.
All right. And coming up, the executive director of the Founders Fund will talk about the Michigan Tech Week event that's running from May 19th to the 21st. That's next at 7:35 on JR Morning.